When you reach for a pain reliever at the pharmacy, you're likely choosing between two main types of medications: acetaminophen, also known as Tylenol or paracetamol, and nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, commonly called NSAIDs, which include familiar names like ibuprofen, Advil, Motrin, and naproxen, Aleve. Conflating acetaminophen with NSAIDs risks selecting the less effective medication and endangers safety in special populations like older adults and pregnant women. Disclaimer: the information provided in this guide is for educational purposes only and does not constitute medical advice. The author is not a medical professional. Decisions about medication and treatment should always be made in consultation with your licensed healthcare provider. While these medications are readily available over the counter, understanding their differences, benefits, and risks is crucial for safe and effective use. Healthcare professionals frequently guide patients in selecting between these options, and the choice isn't always straightforward. Each medication class works differently in the body, offers distinct benefits, and carries unique risks that must be carefully considered in relation to individual circumstances. The landscape of medical knowledge about these common medications continues to evolve, with new research revealing complexities in their mechanisms of action and new safety considerations emerging from ongoing studies and regulatory reviews. How these medications work. Acetaminophen has been used for over a century, yet scientists are still uncovering exactly how it relieves pain and reduces fever. Unlike NSAIDs, acetaminophen primarily works in the brain and spinal cord, rather than throughout the body, which explains why it's effective for pain and fever but doesn't reduce inflammation like NSAIDs do. The current understanding suggests that acetaminophen works through multiple pathways in the central nervous system. While it may affect the same COX enzymes that NSAIDs target, it doesn't bind to them in the same way. Instead, it appears to reduce their activity through a different mechanism, possibly by converting the active form of these enzymes to an inactive state. Scientists have proposed that acetaminophen may work through a variant of the COX enzyme called COX-3, which is primarily found in the brain. However, this theory hasn't been definitively proven in humans, and recent research suggests this interaction may not be as important as once thought. A significant breakthrough in understanding acetaminophen came with the discovery that the body converts it into an active compound called AM404 in the brain and spinal cord. This metabolite activates specific receptors, TRPV1, that are crucial in how we experience pain. AM404 may also enhance the body's natural pain-relieving systems by affecting cannabinoid pathways and stimulating serotonin-based pain control mechanisms. Matuf and colleagues, 2025, reported that primary sensory neurons naturally synthesize AM404. They proposed that the primary analgesic effect of this acetaminophen metabolite is caused by its direct blockade of voltage-gated sodium channels, 1.8 and 1.7, on peripheral nociceptive neurons. NSAIDs work quite differently. These medications, including ibuprofen, naproxen, and aspirin, block enzymes called COX-1 and COX-2 throughout the body. These enzymes produce compounds called prostaglandins, which cause inflammation, pain, and fever. By blocking prostaglandin production, NSAIDs effectively reduce all three symptoms. The two COX enzymes have different roles in the body. COX-1 is always present and helps maintain normal functions, such as protecting the stomach lining, supporting blood clotting, and maintaining kidney function. COX-2, on the other hand, increases dramatically at sites of injury or inflammation. This distinction is important because while blocking COX-2 provides anti-inflammatory benefits, blocking COX-1 can lead to side effects, such as stomach problems. Traditional NSAIDs like ibuprofen and naproxen block both COX enzymes, which explains both their effectiveness and their side effects. Newer, selective COX-2 inhibitors, such as celecoxib, were developed to target only COX-2, aiming to reduce inflammation without affecting COX-1. However, these selective drugs have revealed other safety concerns, particularly regarding heart health. When to use acetaminophen and NSAIDs. Acetaminophen excels at treating mild to moderate pain when inflammation isn't a major factor. It's particularly effective for tension headaches, general aches and pains, and fever reduction. For osteoarthritis, especially mild to moderate cases, acetaminophen is often recommended as a first choice due to its generally safer profile compared to NSAIDs. The medication's gentler effect on the stomach makes it preferable for people with a history of stomach problems, ulcers, or those at higher risk for gastrointestinal complications from NSAIDs. While some research questions its effectiveness for common cold symptoms, it remains widely used and recommended for managing fever and discomfort associated with colds. NSAIDs shine when inflammation is a significant component of the problem. They're particularly effective for conditions like rheumatoid arthritis, where they help manage pain, stiffness, and swelling. While they don't alter the underlying disease process in arthritis, they significantly improve quality of life when used in conjunction with disease-modifying treatments. For menstrual cramps, NSAIDs are considered the gold standard treatment. Since excess prostaglandins in the uterus cause menstrual pain, NSAID's ability to block prostaglandin production makes them particularly effective, often more so than acetaminophen. NSAIDs also excel in treating acute injuries, such as sprains and strains, where inflammation contributes to pain and impaired function. Topical NSAID preparations, such as gels containing diclofenac or ibuprofen, can provide localized relief with potentially fewer whole-body side effects. When choosing between different NSAIDs, considerations include how long they work and how quickly they act. Naproxen lasts longer in the body, 12 to 17 hours, compared to ibuprofen, 2 to 3 hours, allowing for less frequent dosing. This can be particularly helpful for managing persistent pain and may improve adherence to treatment. Naproxen sodium, a salt form, is absorbed more quickly than regular naproxen, making it better for acute pain relief. Understanding the risks. Despite being available without a prescription, both medication types carry significant risks that vary substantially between individuals and increase with higher doses and prolonged use. The most prominent difference in safety profiles relates to gastrointestinal effects. NSAIDs can cause a range of gastrointestinal problems, from mild upset to serious complications like bleeding ulcers. This occurs because NSAIDs block the COX-1 enzyme, which normally helps protect the stomach lining. Risk factors for these complications include older age, previous ulcer disease, concurrent use of blood thinners or steroids, high doses, and prolonged use. Acetaminophen, when used at recommended doses, is much gentler on the stomach and doesn't cause the direct stomach injury associated with NSAIDs. This makes it a better choice for individuals with stomach sensitivities or a history of ulcers. Cardiovascular safety has become a major concern with NSAIDs. Both traditional NSAIDs and selective COX-2 inhibitors can increase the risk of heart attacks and strokes. This risk can appear early in treatment and increases with longer use and higher doses. The mechanism involves an imbalance in substances that affect blood vessel function and clotting. Among NSAIDs, naproxen may carry a somewhat lower cardiovascular risk, while diclofenac and COX-2 inhibitors often show higher risk. People with existing heart disease or multiple cardiovascular risk factors face the greatest danger. Acetaminophen doesn't carry these cardiovascular thrombotic risks, making it often a safer choice for people with heart disease concerns. Both medications can affect kidney function, though through different mechanisms. NSAIDs interfere with prostaglandins that help maintain kidney blood flow, which is particularly important when kidney function is already stressed. This can lead to acute kidney injury, fluid retention, elevated potassium levels, and high blood pressure. Risk is highest in older adults, people with existing kidney disease, diabetes, or heart failure, and those taking certain blood pressure medications. While acetaminophen has traditionally been considered safer for the kidneys, emerging research suggests chronic or high-dose use may also increase kidney disease risk. Some studies have found a 23% higher risk of kidney problems in regular acetaminophen users, though other research disputes this connection. Regular use has also been linked to increased blood pressure in some studies. While acetaminophen likely remains safer than NSAIDs for most people with kidney concerns, its safety shouldn't be assumed to be absolute. The liver presents acetaminophen's most serious risk. Overdose is a leading cause of acute liver failure in many countries. At normal doses, the liver safely processes acetaminophen, but in overdose, toxic metabolites accumulate, and cause liver damage. Risk factors include exceeding recommended doses, often unintentionally due to acetaminophen being in many combination products, chronic heavy alcohol use, poor nutrition, and existing liver disease. The widespread presence of acetaminophen in numerous products makes unintentional overdose a significant public health concern. While less common, NSAIDs can also cause liver problems, typically as unpredictable reactions ranging from mild enzyme elevations to severe hepatitis. Diclofenac and Sulindac are more frequently implicated in liver injury. Special considerations for pregnancy. Medication use during pregnancy requires exceptional caution. Acetaminophen has generally been considered the safer option during pregnancy when used appropriately, though it should still be used only when necessary, at the lowest effective dose, and for the shortest duration. The FDA significantly updated NSAID pregnancy warnings in October 2020, representing a major shift in practice. Pregnant women should now avoid NSAIDs from 20 weeks of pregnancy onward unless specifically directed by a healthcare provider. This earlier cutoff reflects newly recognized risks of rare but serious kidney problems in the developing baby. Around 20 weeks, fetal kidneys begin producing most of the amniotic fluid. NSAIDs can impair this function, leading to dangerously low amniotic fluid levels that can cause impaired lung development, limb problems, and umbilical cord compression. If NSAID use is essential between 20 and 30 weeks, it should be limited to the lowest dose for the shortest time, with consideration for ultrasound monitoring if treatment extends beyond 48 hours. The long-standing concern about NSAIDs in the third trimester remains, as they can cause premature closure of a fetal blood vessel, potentially leading to serious complications in the newborn. An important exception is low-dose aspirin under medical supervision for preventing certain pregnancy complications. Considerations for older adults. People aged 65 and older face increased risks from both medications due to age-related changes in how the body processes drugs, higher rates of other health conditions, and frequent use of multiple medications. While acetaminophen is often recommended as first-line treatment for chronic pain conditions like osteoarthritis in older adults, its use requires careful consideration. Frail elders, those with poor nutrition, or those who drink alcohol regularly may face increased liver toxicity risk. Lower maximum daily doses may be appropriate for these individuals. NSAIDs pose significantly higher risks in older adults, including substantially increased chances of stomach bleeding, kidney problems, and cardiovascular events. The principle of start low, go slow is crucial. Still, thorough individual risk assessment considering all health conditions and medications is essential rather than simply defaulting to one medication over another. Proper dosing and combination use. Following appropriate dosing guidelines is critical for safety. The general principle, especially for NSAIDs, is to use the lowest effective dose for the shortest duration needed. Patients must carefully read labels to identify active ingredients in all medications to avoid unintentional overdose, particularly with acetaminophen-containing combination products. Combining acetaminophen with a single NSAID can provide enhanced pain relief by targeting different pain pathways. Studies show this combination can improve pain control, particularly after surgery, without significantly increasing side effects when each drug stays within recommended limits. However, using multiple different NSAIDs together should always be avoided as it significantly increases risks without providing additional benefits. Making informed choices. Selecting between acetaminophen and NSAIDs requires understanding their distinct properties, effectiveness profiles, and potential risks in the context of individual health circumstances. Acetaminophen generally works best for mild to moderate pain without significant inflammation and for fever reduction. Its central mechanism of action provides pain relief with lower risks of stomach and cardiovascular problems compared to NSAIDs. The liver toxicity remains a serious concern with overdose or in susceptible individuals. NSAIDs excel when inflammation drives symptoms, making them superior choices for conditions like arthritis, injuries with swelling, and menstrual cramps. However, their mechanism of blocking prostaglandins throughout the body creates risks for the stomach, heart, and kidneys that must be carefully weighed against benefits. The key to safe and effective use lies in individualized assessment considering the type and severity of pain, presence of inflammation, existing health conditions, age, pregnancy status, and other medications. What works best for one person may not be appropriate for another. Understanding these nuances empowers patients and healthcare providers to make informed decisions that maximize benefits while minimizing risks, ensuring these common medications are used as safely and effectively as possible. Key takeaways. 1. Choose acetaminophen for non-inflammatory pain, headaches, mild arthritis, fever, and if you have stomach problems or a history of heart disease. Choose NSAIDs when inflammation is present, sprains, menstrual cramps, inflammatory arthritis. 2. Never exceed daily dose limits. The maximum daily dose of acetaminophen is 3,000 to 4,000 milligrams, but be aware that it's often hidden in many products. NSAIDs like ibuprofen max out at 1,200 milligrams daily for OTC use. 3. Avoid NSAIDs if you're pregnant past 20 weeks, have kidney disease, heart disease, or stomach ulcers. Acetaminophen is generally safer, but watch for liver risks, especially with alcohol use or malnutrition. 4. Combining acetaminophen with one NSAID is safe and often more effective than either alone, but never take multiple NSAIDs together, including aspirin, as this multiplies risks without adding benefits. 5. Use the lowest effective dose for the shortest time needed, especially for NSAIDs and in older adults who face higher risks from both medications. When in doubt, consult a healthcare provider rather than self-treating for a prolonged period.